Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
You know, 2/3 of restaurants in New York State are out of business for good. And they're not coming back, right? I read an article the other day that something like 670,000 jobs are still gone from COVID in New York. And the question was, when are they going to come back? And the answer is not for a long, long time. All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, normally Glenn Wiggle at my K-Flick in studio, the place where money meets politics. And thank you for joining us today. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And to make sure you always use our website as a resource, thefinancialguys.com. We have a ton of stuff in front of us. We are never, ever, 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 ever going to get to any of this.
A lot
stuff,
of stupidity of it. Out there.
But it is ridiculous. To comment on. It is totally ridiculous where we are today. Let's start out with, if it's okay, let's start out with the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, who's just a dimwit. She's just a total moron.
Come on, Mike. You're being harsh.
I'm being polite, probably, right?
Very polite.
She apologizes after a photo emerges on social media. So she's with all of her buddies over the weekend. They actually pulled the tables together.
Right.
And maskless, hanging out with her friends, doing what people should be doing, right? After that, of course, she gets busted because there's this thing called cell phones now, and we take pictures. And she says, look, I'm sorry. What pisses me off?
I'm human.
Yeah, I'm human. I make mistakes. You know what? You're just a moron. What else do you say, right? At this point, you've spent 2 years telling people everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die from this. It's so deadly, and you forgot?
Yeah. And the numbers in Michigan are awful.
All the states that have locked down the harshest have had the worst numbers. But yet, they're like, you know what? I'm sorry, I forgot. You know, Mark Poloncarz with his 10-minute rule, I forgot, right? Andrew Cuomo, he hops on a plane in the middle of all this stuff, goes down to Georgia, visits his friends, hangs out. There was a Democrat party of about 100 elected officials in New York City last year. They're all hanging out maskless. That's just fine. That's what you're supposed to stay at home. I want to play a video because this just shows you what they've been doing to these children, which is sickening to me over the last bunch of years. Really trying to brainwash them, and they're successfully doing so. By the way, we'll take a little jog down memory lane because this is Christmas time in Michigan with Governor Michigan. She invites Santa Claus to talk to the children. Listen how nuts these people are, right?
Thank you for joining us. I'm Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and I'm really excited to be here with all of you. And I also know someone who's been really following
the
rules
at Christmas time,
and making sure that he stays safe and the elves stay safe. And so my special guest is Santa Claus.
So while you're all locked up in your houses,
hello, boys and girls, how are you?
Does anyone have a question for Santa Claus?
Santa, do you have to wear a mask?
Santa, do you have to wear a mask?
That's the one thing the kid thinks
to
ask.
Right, right.
How sad is that?
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me let you in a little secret, folks. There's only been one group of folks that have had the brains to tell the truth on this whole message from the beginning, and that's the financial guys. These kids have a 0% chance of dying from COVID from the get-go. We knew this from the get-go, right? Now we're, you know, months and months into this, to almost 2 years into this, 0% chance. They have a higher probability of being eaten by a shark, higher probability of being struck by lightning, right? The first question this kid asked Santa, and this is a stroll down memory lane, again, just showing how nuts these people are, do you have to wear a mask?
The first question. How sad is that?
Not Billy wants a little red bike or a yellow wagon for Christmas, right? Not, hey, should I leave you some cookies?
Do the reindeer have to wear masks,
right,
Santa?
Right.
They should've. By elves, we all are masked up in social distancing.
Yes, we are.
Hi, Santa.
Should we leave out
cookies and milk? Also, some carrots for the reindeer this year?
Yes, please do. Set up carrots and cookies if you can.
I would also hand sanitizer if you're done with the cookies and milk.
Should I leave hand sanitizer after you're done with the cookies and the milk.
This is how they brainwashed the kids.
Should I leave hand sanitizer? Let me tell you the right answer. The right answer is you should not be using massive amounts of hand sanitizer. You know why? Because you're two, and you're going to build the crappiest immune system I've ever seen in my life.
And that's what's probably happened to all these kids in Michigan. Why there's so much illness.
Absolutely. And you know what? We cannot look back at history and just say, let's learn from this, right? I mean, now we've got 2 years worth of data here when it comes to COVID, and we know that the states like Michigan, New York, New Jersey, California have the crappiest numbers by far. You know, if New York was a country, we would be ranked number two for the worst amount of deaths.
Right. And all they have to do is say, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Look at.
Oh, yeah. Those were my friends. Oh, yeah. I was sitting at the same table with them. And we're going to eat and drink, and COVID really doesn't matter to us because we know it's a big farce. Yeah.
And the problem, the biggest problem I have is these dirtbags like Whitmer, the dirtbags like Andrew Cuomo, they sent their minions in, the health department, the liquor authority, to shut all these places down. It just blows my mind that these business owners, these restaurant owners, don't kick them out. I assure you, if I owned a restaurant and Andrew Cuomo walked in, I would be escorting you out.
Right.
Whitmer, escorting you out.
Goodbye.
Poland cars, bye-bye.
You're not welcome.
Get out. You are not welcome. You are absolutely not welcome.
Well, it seems like the guy in Florida does a good job, Governor DeSantis. Everything that Gretchen Whitmer does, everything that Cuomo does, he does the opposite. Things work out great.
Exactly.
In fact, people continue to flock down there. Businesses are open. It's just amazing, like, the amount of economic activity going on down in Florida.
1,000 people a day, Mike. 1,000 people a day. Where are you going to fit them?
Because
the middle's all swamped.
Seriously.
Unless they're going to live with the alligators.
Well, yeah. They might rather do that than live in Michigan or New York.
Which Wiggle does have an airboat, so there's a good probability that we can.
He's the survivalist that I want to find if everything really becomes apocalyptic.
Absolutely. He does have an airboat, and we could take it. By the way, you have to do that. Put that on your bucket list.
He
goes out in the Everglades, and it's the coolest thing. It is miles and miles and miles of nothing except for alligators.
Nothing.
And there's nothing cooler, by the way, than seeing alligators. You know, it's one thing to see them at the zoo, and I love the zoo, but it's another thing to be, like, driving in an airboat, like, oh, there's an alligator. It's awesome.
That I think I could do, but being in a canoe with Glenn where the alligators are literally about 8 feet from you and, like, right on the water level.
Yeah, I like the videos.
He whispers, he's 8 feet from me. Don't worry, we're social distancing. But I'm like, Glenn, you're going to get eaten. We need you, Glenn. What are you thinking? But he just doesn't think. He just doesn't care.
No, he
doesn't. Glenn would probably wrestle that thing and know exactly how to, you know, have him submit. I don't know.
Yeah, you and I would be crying. Don't eat me. Speaking of Florida, Florida passed some pretty cool legislation this week that is necessary in the fight against big tech.
Yeah. This is amazing to me because we hear all these things like big tech is just the big bullies, right? They just do whatever they want. They support all Democrats, let's face it, liberals.
Yep.
They do whatever they want. But DeSantis, one of the few people who actually stands up and says, no, we're going to actually have some legislation put in for Florida.
Yep.
Not never in New York State. I mean,
no.
Oh, my God.
God, no.
But in Florida, they're going to say, no, you can't do this. You can't censor anything going on in Florida, like different political events and things like that. We're not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
And
by the way, that's the way to do it, right? You get the big red states to start to hit them right in the pocketbook.
Right.
And you get geographically, by the way, we're winning. Right. Geographically, the country's red.
Oh, my gosh.
So start to hit these people.
It's not even close.
Look, you want to play your game in New York? Okay. You want to play your game in California? Okay. But guess what? Florida, Texas, you're not going to do it here. You're not going to do it here.
Here's a quote. Many in our state have experienced censorship and other tyrannical behavior firsthand in Cuba and Venezuela. Mm-hmm. If big tech censors enforce rules inconsistently to discriminate in favor of the dominant Silicon Valley ideology, they will now be held accountable. So.
Good.
Thank you, Ron DeSantis.
Right.
Why don't we have more of him?
I know we have two offices down there. Many of us own property down there. And people keep saying, oh, we want him as president, but I'm afraid we're going to lose him in Florida.
No, we don't want.
That's the only problem. I don't want to lose him there.
Stay here for another 40 years.
Right. I mean, really, truly.
I mean, at least there's some beacon
of freedom still left in this country, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think people are flocking there. They're flocking to places like Texas.
Right.
They're just getting out of these liberal states because, you know, it used to be, come on, you know, like the taxes are high. Maybe the weather's bad. Now it's all about the social issues, the freedom. The freedom is being taken away from people.
Yep.
And people have really had it. How on earth, Mike, just get into this. How can Governor Cuomo get even a 10% favorability in New York? Yeah. There's new polls out.
Yeah, he's over 50.
New polls, he's over 50.
Mike, if he's we're going to run you for governor and you're new, I mean, those are good numbers. Like, I'd be real happy with
unbelievable.
That. I'd say we are absolutely going to win this thing.
Who with a brain can think that he's done a good job at anything?
Well, I think you've nailed it. There's really, truly about 35 to 40% of New York State that is totally incompetent, right? They have no desire to do anything with their lives except for complain and blame other people, right? And, you know, maybe get a face tattoo, and that's it. And that's who's left, right? The 1,000 people moving to Florida every day, I assure you, these are not aggressive taxpayers. They are aggressive taxpayers, right? They're not the welfare recipients that have been getting the Cadillac benefits from New York State. They're not leaving.
No.
They're not leaving. You and I see it, right? We manage $1 billion alone in just the Buffalo office. The people relocating are the most mobile people with the most amount of money. They're leaving. They're sick of paying it.
And I always think, do they just not get it? I think they get it. Yeah, I think liberals
get it too.
I don't think they're as dumb as we think.
Let me say, I think there's a huge group of these liberals that don't get it. They're really incompetent. They don't understand how economics works. They've never, unfortunately, now we're not teaching these kids history. We're teaching them Spanish. We're teaching them critical race theory.
Right.
So if you're white, you should feel guilty about it. And we're not teaching them what socialism does, right? We're not teaching them about debt and what that does.
No.
We're not teaching them about personal liability and how to start your own businesses and you know what FICA is and what your what Social Security is and what's the stuff coming out of your paycheck.
That's the stuff, though, that years ago it seemed it mattered. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters now to them. I think they know those things are important. They know that in a free society, you know, people that want to actually like make it in life, you know, live the American dream.
Yep.
People need to know those things.
Yep.
But they don't want anyone to live the American dream.
Right.
They want to be the ones who say, oh, no, you're going to go there and you're going to be here and you're going to get to this level of economic prosperity. And, oh, you know, you can't. You're not going to rise up like I did.
Yep.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to, you know, do all the levers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the strings. You have to live the way I want you to live.
Yeah.
That's how they think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all about, oh, we don't think they should know how to pay into Social Security so someday they get something. They don't want them to get anything.
Right.
They want to hand things to them.
You're right. You're right.
Because they want to be in control.
And to your point, there is a huge group of the Democrat Party that gets it, right? I've always said their business is government, right? And their business is good. Andrew Dirtbag, sexual predator Cuomo, as an example, right? Sexual predator Cuomo just made $5 million on his book deal, right?
Right.
I'm sure that's not done. I'm sure there'll be volume two, right? Now, we're all sitting with a brain, gosh, how did he get $5 million? He had the worst numbers anywhere. He smashed his economy. People are leaving New York, not coming to New York. You know who should have put together a book deal? DeSantis, right down in Florida. He had way better COVID numbers and didn't smash his economy. The economy's growing. Unemployment numbers are way lower. They're actually half of what they are in New York State. That guy should have written a book. You know why he didn't? Because he was working on his job. Right, we're now
finding out
that sexual predator Cuomo used people in government to help him put his book together. But to your point, they don't care because they're making all kinds of money.
They really don't.
The people around Andrew, they get it. They know exactly what they're doing. Andrew made millions of dollars from this mess. The head of the Erie County Health Department, she's going to walk out with $1 million by the time she's done. She's going to walk out with $1 million.
It's incredible. Santorum, Rick Santorum fired from CNN. He's one of the few conservative voices.
Yeah.
Rand Paul getting death threats.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming out and saying, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, Rick Santorum fired from CNN. I want you to think about this, folks. Fredo was doing offshoot calls with his brother, sexual predator Andrew Cuomo. Let me remind you of that, sexual predator Andrew Cuomo, doing calls and getting together to talk about how they can manipulate the data together, right? Just fine. Just fine. They don't even put him on a two-week hold or something like that. No, just fine. Absolutely fine. Rick makes one mistake, says, look, I apologize. It came out a little wrong. Gone. Gone.
He's gone.
Right. But I think you mentioned, what was Don Lemon's?
He did.
We have more people that listen to our radio show.
Don Lemon is.
Many
Tucker
of the shows
says,
on Tucker CNN, Carlin. Our radio show that goes out, Buffalo, Rochester, and then iHeartRadio, a lot of folks tuning in from all over the country, we get better ratings than CNN.
Right. Don Lemon, I don't even know what his other show was called, but he basically said to his viewers the one night, listen, big change is coming. We won't be back, as you've heard us. And everyone on, you know, at least the 432 people out on social media that pay attention to Don said, oh, my God, oh, what's he doing? Is he fired? Is he resigning? No, all he did was change his show to Don Lemon Tonight. Sounds a little like Tucker Carlson Tonight, by the way.
He changed the name.
And actually what happened is his ratings actually went down even further. Oh. I mean, Mike, nationally, or I don't even know, but I think it's nationally, it might be worldwide.
It is, yeah.
800,000 people watch your show every night. I mean, that's like a drop
in
the bucket.
I'm sure it's in multiple markets outside of the U.S., right?
I think it just is hilarious how desperate. It's like
800,000. And 800,000, you're also counting in there the fact that they leave them on in the airports.
Right.
So honestly, there's probably 10,000 people tuned in. Yeah, yeah. 790,000.
The rest of them are his family members and his friends that maybe he has to pay to be friends. I don't know. Right. But it is pathetic. It's their message. It really doesn't get across, but they are the loudest. That's
they
the
are.
Problem.
Well, they are. And that's loudest. Where they're really good at it. First of all, many of them don't have jobs right there on the left. So that's what they do Monday through Friday is they organize. Right. Mm-hmm. Many of us on the right go to work Monday through Friday. It's very difficult. You know, we've even said to people who organize locally, boy, I'd like to go to that, but I got to work. I've got this seminar we're going to do. I've got this, you know, and it makes it very difficult. And then they don't quit. I will give them credit where credit's due. They do not stop until they get what they want. They continue to grind and grind and grind. They're very unforgiving, as Rick Santorum found out, Santorum, they just get rid of you. They just move on. They're not going to give you a second chance, third chance, right?
Mike Spiraza and I, you know, we do our TFD Truth podcast, and we had Dave DiPietro on, and Dave said, of 19 new Democrats elected into the assembly, 17 of them were literally community organizers.
Yeah.
That was their profession.
Yeah.
And now they openly say, we need to go to socialism.
10 or 11 of them were actually card-carrying communists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's running New York at
this point. They literally just say these things out loud now. It's not like in private closed-door meetings anymore. No. And now it's like, no, we got to get rid of capitalism. It's evil, right? I mean, they literally say these things.
Yeah. The sad part is that even in New York, we can get together and organize. You know, Lee Zeldin is running for governor. Mm-hmm. And one of the things Lee's got to do is he's got to get off his butt and start to reach out to every talk show. I've called him 3 times, said, Lee, you need to get on our talk show, right? Need to get on these talk shows, and you need to start asking for help.
Right.
I need your help to get the message out. You know, sad thing is we're in a meeting the other day, and I mentioned his name, and Jay Blanchard, right? Now, Jay is one of the most conservative-thinking people I know. He'd help out with anything. Huge part of the fabric of our office, right? So you know where our office stands. He goes, who's Lee? I'm like, you don't know Lee. He's going to run for governor. He's like, yeah, I didn't know that. Like, how does he not know that? How does that not pop up in his social media feed? Well, I'll tell you what, Lee, let me let you in a little advice. You better be calling WBEN. You better be calling Wham. And you better be calling every conservative talk show from Buffalo to from the east to west, right? West to east. Start on one side and run your way up. Go north to south. You need to get on every show, and you need to say, I need your help.
Right.
Get the message out. Simple videos. Doesn't cost $1 million to do, but you need to get out there. Don't ask people for money first. Ask to get the notoriety, because it's real easy to do. Every talk show in every conservative talk show in this state, and even the NPR, I'm sure they'd let you on, right? Don't be scared of these people. Go right at them.
And that still might not be enough.
And it still might not be enough.
How many? What's the number? 4-1
Four
Democrats.
To one. 4-1
Yeah, Democrats to conservative GOP in
18 miles. By the way, I read an article the other day that there's a rat problem, and now in New York City we have more rats than people. Which I'm thinking, are they sure? Like, maybe they're getting a mix together. You know, like maybe the Cuomo family is getting clouded in there as part of the.
There's
the
a lot of property to take over, so they can just move right in.
Tons of vacant property.
A lot of vacancies.
Yeah, that's disgusting, though. So now we'll have a rat problem that we won't be able to pay for. Let me play another video here. Actually, let's continue to find. I didn't hear the rest of this, so let's see how they're brainwashing the children during Christmas time.
That was a good suggestion.
That's a good suggestion.
Is it coronavirus in the North Pole?
Everyone has been testing negative. We're still getting tested.
Oh my God!
I think we're so far up north.
Has everybody been getting tested up at the North Pole? So why would we get tested? I've said this from day one. If you feel fine, Why are we getting tested, right? Why are we getting tested? Oh, because you're going to save everybody. Okay, let's look at the science, folks. The CDC has said 6% of the 600,000 deaths actually died of COVID. That's about 36,000. It's about half of influenza 2 years ago, right? They have really done a bang-up job of scaring these kids, brainwashing them at 2 and 3 years old to be scared of everything for the rest of their life.
And do you hear how Santa starts to say, hey, we're so far north that we, you know, listen, I mean, it makes the kids probably think, oh,
but
man, why do I live where I live?
To us, but
why am I subject to this COVID?
Any chances we're all going to mask up. We're all going to wash.
Wait a minute. We're so far north.
We're so far north.
Hey, Santa, let me let you in a little secret. Florida did a lot better. Texas did a lot better, right? All the southern states did a lot better than some of the northern states, like New York, like Michigan, right?
Our hands, and we're all going to stay 6 feet apart.
Hi, how can we keep people safe for Christmas?
What I would suggest to do is what the governor is telling all the people of the great state of Michigan to do. Social distance. Wash your hands. And make sure you wear your mask when you're outside your home.
Another way to stay safe during the holiday.
Make sure you wear your mask when you're outside the home. So when I'm out shoveling the driveway, yes, we're going to brainwash you at a very early age.
They did this around Christmas, so not one question was about Santa, I want a sled. I want a Barbie doll.
Right.
Like, hey, can you get me what I want this year?
Right. What happened to dreaming? What happened to living your life? What happened to being you?
They're going to grow up. They're going to grow up in fear. Around Christmas, they're going to worry.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They're going to be afraid. There's no hope. There's no optimism.
And did you notice one thing? You've got Governor Whitmer, you know, smiling governor next to Santa. Right. See, guess what that means, folks. That means the government will save you. The government is Santa Claus.
Yep.
Santa Claus telling you to do this. Whitmer's telling you to do this. You need to turn to these two figures over the next bunch of your years to get the answers and solutions you really need.
Santa's on my
side. To stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family.
So here's what I did. Our entire family got together every week. I have dinner all the time, never stopped doing that.
Right.
You know, one of my dad's buddies passed away, not of COVID, of a heart attack, and they were big car guys together, always into cars. And every week, my dad, when they cut off all the car shows, he had car shows at his house. By the way, not one person died of COVID at any of those car shows, not one. But my dad's buddy passed away from a heart attack. I remember talking to my dad and saying, thank God you didn't let the government stop you.
Yeah.
You know, he would have not had the experience. They were both car nuts. They loved it. He would have been stuck in his house for the last year of his life, hiding from a virus that didn't kill him, that had a very low probability of killing him, and he would not have had the experiences he had if you listened to these nitwits.
And there's still people walking around in fear. I mean, we both run into people.
Like a double mask,
mask with a shield. And, I mean, I'm starting to wonder. When I see people driving in their cars with these things.
I feel bad for them.
I do. I really do think it's like a neurosis.
Yes.
I mean, someone came on. I can't remember what I was watching.
I remember you telling me the story.
They basically, I'll think of it. Ari Fleischer. Came on to one of the Fox shows and said, listen, it really is coming down to people that felt like, wow, now everyone has to wear a mask, because I always felt like there were germs everywhere. I needed to wear a mask. I needed to use the alcohol stuff, you know, and clean your hand sanitizer and all that. Now that they see people taking masks off, it's like really freaking them out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're all going to be doomed. Ah! and if you take your mask off, like now they're ready to say, Hey, put your mask on. And I know what you say to people when they tell you to.
Yeah, it's not nice.
It's not nice.
I'll tell you what, it is weird, though, when I'm walking into a store now and I'm not the only one without a mask. Usually over the last 12 months, I was the only one without a mask. Now I'm like, whoa, wow, that looks weird. To your point, though, I think there's also a phobia of people who have been more sheltered, I guess, know, like scared to be able to communicate with people. And now these masks have given them a sense of protection.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, even
we're
the health,
alike.
No, the health side of it. And there's the other side of it, which is I can hide in public, right?
Right.
Not good, by the way, for the future of our generations. The future generation is going to come forward. These kids at 2 years old that were saying, you should be scared of everything and hide from it, although it's got a 0% chance of killing you. That's not good.
There are going to be, I get it, like introverts, extroverts, we need everybody. Like everybody can help. Everyone can kind of add.
Yeah.
But when they all think that we need to become introverts and nobody can say a word and we all got to wear masks.
We can't
go near each other.
Not
that's
good.
Not the way society works.
Not good.
We need people who actually go toward things and actually solve problems and speak about it, right?
Yeah. And every time we do one of these shows, I get a call like, you didn't take it serious. And I say, no, you know what? I was just smart enough to look at the data and realize that everywhere around the world that they hid people, that they told you to wear a mask and you did, right? And they threatened you and they closed the restaurants and they took the liquor authority and took your liquor license and you did, and they told you to hide in. You folks had the worst numbers. Right. I mean, we had the data. And after a while, it starts to get to the point where you go, wait a minute, the best numbers are the most freest numbers, or maybe not the best, but they're certainly not any worse than hiding in your house, right? So that showed it did nothing to save anybody except for divide us and ruin businesses. Right. You know, 2/3 of restaurants in New York State are out of business for good. And they're not coming back, right? I read an article the other day that something like 670,000 jobs are still gone from COVID in New York. And the question was, when are they going to come back? And the answer is not for a long, long time.
And some won't ever come back.
Maybe
some are coming back because people are still home getting unemployment and extra.
Yeah.
Like more than what they were making even when they worked.
Yep.
Which it still doesn't make sense in my mathematical brain. Like,
well, and to your point, like before with DeSantis, he's cutting all that out, right? South Carolina cutting all that out.
Right.
Texas cutting all that out. New York probably giving more.
They're going to keep giving more.
We've got restaurants that are begging for labor to come back. And not only restaurants, it's all across the board begging for labor to come back. And these people are making financial decisions to say, I don't think I'm going to come back right now. I've got an extra $300 coming in. Everything's good. Why would I take that seasonal job that I'm probably not going to have in the next few weeks? And I'm going to make less money, not more money.
When you drive around to coffee shops and you see that they're closed now at 3 and there's a sign that says, sorry, due to labor shortages, we can't even keep our 24-hour shop open anymore. There's a problem.
There's a problem, especially when you've got 2.3 million people on welfare in this state and another 900,000 people sitting at home collecting benefits.
Right.
Those are real numbers, man. You're talking millions of people just sitting at home, sucking off the system when there's jobs everywhere.
There's no reason. Yeah. I always said, if this is really going to blow up, blow up to like civil war kind of blow up, it's going to be those who contribute against those who don't.
That's right.
It will have nothing to do with gender, race. Where are you from? What color are you? It's going to be who's waking up and contributing.
Yep.
And you could be a minister and you could be contributing, folks. I mean, you could be helping people. You could work at a homeless shelter and be helping people.
Yep.
I don't mean you. I mean those that don't wake up and do a damn thing. They watch TV on 75-inch screen TVs.
They go out and community organize at 3 o'clock, right?
They're also the ones that are going and organizing and then turning protests into riots and looting.
Yep.
Those people, it's going to be those people against the rest of us.
Yep.
That's how I see it. I don't see it as color, gender, or sexual orientation. Nobody cares about that.
No, stuff. I agree. They think it does. They're making it up.
Oh, they make it up. They make
really
it up every day. Mike, how about this? Down on the border, 800% increase in fentanyl coming across the border. That was Governor Abbott in Texas reporting.
Jeez, I thought all the people coming over the border were all just looking for their child. That's why I thought they were all good, fine, outstanding citizens.
Turns out not all of them.
By the way, but months ago, we said, you liberal Democrats, these deaths are on you. You called me said I wasn't taking COVID serious enough. These deaths are on me, the COVID deaths. These fentanyl deaths, they're on you. They're on you.
It's incredible.
90% of the drugs come through that right there. 90%.
Yep.
President Donald Trump did an awesome job at starting to restrict some of that flow, bring that flow in with the wall, being able to stop some of that stuff. You liberals on the left, Open up. Have fun. Well, guess what? Not everybody's coming over to be a welder or an electrician. Many of them are coming over to distribute fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, the very drugs that are killing our kids and killing the inner city, the same people that you profess to help, right?
And there's no accountability to these politicians that allow this. It's disgusting.
By the way, they really can sneak in 800% increase, Mike. Then they come to a state like New York where we've got bail reform. They don't even get bailed out. They don't even need to get bailed out. Oh, we're going to arrest you, Billy? Hey, you had fentanyl? No problem. Will you show back up for court? Oh, yeah, I will. Either. Not a problem. Right. Gone.
Now back they can just basically give the middle finger to these parole officers and
they do.
Judges.
Absolutely,
they
do.
Middle finger and
absolutely,
the
they do. A buddy of mine who's a detective said, he goes, Mike, you know what the number one crime, one of the biggest increases in crime is? I said, what? He said, 16 and 17-year-olds stealing cars because we don't, no bail reform, no nothing. There's nothing we can do to him. He goes, Mike, I arrested a kid one time, one day, for stealing cars. I arrested him. He went to court. They released him. We arrested him the next day stealing another car. Nothing. There's nothing.
Why? Because they can.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's right. Let's play a video here. This is the CDC director. When she said this, by the way, months ago.
No, I made a promise.
At this point, looking at the actual data, that COVID was going away. We were getting to herd immunity. We were talking about the numbers. At this point, we were about at 82-83% mm-hmm. between vaccines and people that had COVID. And by the way, I love the fact that, they've got vaccinated section now and non-vaccinated section. What about a COVID section? What about the people that had COVID? How about that? What about the people that have the antibodies? There's no proof, by the way, that this vaccine does any better than me having COVID.
And Rand Paul, literally, we talked about him, a recent death threat against the guy, right?
Yeah.
But, and that's what, Richard Marks, hold on to your heart, right? Hold on to your heart. Hold on to my heart.
Richard I forgot Marks. About that. Richard Marks' song, Hold On to Your Heart. These liberals are so loving.
They're so loving.
Caring.
He wants the guy that really beat up, the neighbor who beat up Rand Paul. He wishes he would finish the job. Yeah. He'd go out and buy him as many drinks as he wants. This Richard Marks, right? But Rand Paul basically said, listen, I don't want to get the vaccine. And first of all, if you don't want to get the vaccine, you shouldn't have to tell people you don't want to get
it. Your body, your choice.
Nobody should. It's almost like saying, geez, you're a little heavy. Are you diabetic?
Yeah.
Because,
right.
Yeah, you should lay off the sugar-filled soft drinks.
Right.
I'd say screw you. You don't get to ask me.
Maybe we should have a separate section for diabetic people, non-diabetic people.
Well, that's where it would be going, right? Yeah. But the whole point was Rand Paul, he came out and said, I'm not saying I'm against the vaccine, but I had COVID. And I don't think I need it because my natural antibodies now are probably way stronger than any vaccine. Right. So I'm choosing not to take the vaccine.
So why would you do that? I mean, if you had COVID, why in the world would you take it? If you want to do that, that's your choice. But there's for me, and especially with these children, we've got a 0% chance that these kids die of COVID.
Right.
You can't measure it, but yet we're going to stick some experimental thing in their arms?
Right.
You don't know what that's going to do to them 20 years from now, right?
Yeah.
Again, I do think it's safe. I think that's, Operation Warp Speed. I think they've done their good job and their due diligence. But don't tell me I have to do it. Don't tell me I have to do it, especially with these young kids, 2 years old, 4 years old, 6 years old.
Right.
I mean, these morons in New York wanted to put masks on two-year-old. Now, thank God a bunch of parents got together. I wish these parents would get together and get Andrew Cuomo out of office. They got together. They started and threatened a lawsuit. They were going to file. Now the state's, going backwards, which, by the way, you did a great job of that. I've heard some parents go, maybe we shouldn't have put the money up. No, you absolutely got to do that. You got to win in the court system.
Right.
That's the number way to do
it. Let's hear how a true leader, though, CDC Director Walensky, let's see how she, as a true leader, tries to instill promise and hope and strength in people, right? Let's hear this. This is great. I love this clip, actually, because this is what a true leader should do.
Started at CDC about 2 months ago. I made a promise to you. I would tell you the truth, even if it was not the news we wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth and I have to hope and trust you will listen.
I hope and trust.
I'm gonna
it's not about science anymore. It's about hope and trust.
And I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
Impending doom.
We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are.
I think we can make it.
And so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
It's not. She's scared.
I know what it's like as a physician to stand in that patient room, gowned, gloved, masked, shielded, and to be the last person to touch someone else's loved one because their loved one couldn't be there. Mm. I know what it's like when you're the physician, when you're the healthcare provider, and you're worried that you don't have the resources.
Let me ask you this, Mrs. CDC Director. Do you give a crap about the 800% increase in fentanyl coming over the border?
Nope.
From your party? We know you're a Democrat. From your party's decisions to open the border? Are you going to stand with those families as they're putting their child, who's 16 years old, 6 feet under the ground? You could care less. All they are is COVID. By the way, when she said this weeks ago, we said, BS, we are at 80-something percent herd immunity at that point. Watch and see these numbers basically go to zero over the next 3 weeks. Now, how could a bunch of guys in Buffalo, New York have predicted that with such ease? And the head of the CDC doesn't know this. And to your point is, weeks ago, when the numbers were already falling apart, we had people getting vaccinated like crazy, millions a day. We also had people that had COVID. It's pretty easy to see the trajectory of where we're going to fall out, right? How in the world? She's either stupid or she continues to scare the crap out of people so they can continue to get their money from all these research organizations.
No doubt.
And watch and see. She'll walk away with millions of dollars. Fauci will walk away with millions of dollars. Glenn's been saying it best. That's the swamp, folks. Biden will be gone. Obama's gone. Trump is gone. That's the swamp right there. These people right here who continue to scare and go back to this scaring the crap out of people so they can continue to get more money.
She'll be writing books. She will be a CNN contributor,
right.
No doubt about it.
How does nobody look back besides us and go, we called BS weeks ago on this stuff.
Yeah.
To take care of the patients in front of you. I know that feeling of nausea when you read the crisis standards of care and you wonder whether there are going to be enough ventilators to go around.
Ventilators? Screw you with your ventilators. No, first of all, we found out that the ventilators didn't help most of the people, right? Second of all, I can take you to any hospital around here, and this was a few weeks ago, there was nobody on ventilators.
Nope.
There was nobody on ventilators. We are at a one. You know what the 7-day average now is in Erie County for death? One. And I would bet a lot of money to charity that they probably died of other things, and that was one
with,
of the conditions.
With COVID.
Yeah, they
but
died
that,
with
that
COVID,
could even
not
be
of
a
COVID.
Lie.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure, right? Unbelievable.
And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day.
Wait a minute. I can't break this. Do you know what it's like to bury a child from suicide and depression? All they talk about is the people we've lost from COVID. Again, I get it. In the beginning, this was a tough virus. I understand. But guess what? People die of stuff. They die of influenza. They die of cancer. You know what you're making them do? Increases in drug overdoses, increases in alcohol deaths, increases in suicide and depression. Are you going to stand next to those parents? Because you never seem to talk about that. It's all COVID, and nobody says, gosh, you know what? Because we locked these kids in a house and they took their own lives, I'm sorry, I'm depressed, I'm sad. Have you ever stood next to a parent who's burying a 16-year-old?
Right.
They can't get it out of their mouths.
Sitting outside. I didn't know at the time when it would stop. We didn't have the science to tell us.
Yes, you did.
We were just
yes,
scared.
You did. No,
we
you had the science.
We have come such a long way. Three historic scientific breakthrough vaccines,
right.
And we are rolling them out so very fast.
Yeah, thank God it's
so
Donald
Trump. So I'm speaking
Trump.
Today
you,
not
Donald.
Necessarily as your CDC director, not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter.
Mm.
To ask you to just please hold on a little while longer.
Sure.
I so badly want
to
be
but
done.
What, 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Longer.
How about that? What do you want? 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Is that what you're looking for
two
at that point?
2 weeks, Mike.
Another
two weeks.
Sickening.
Sickening. They would do this. They do this endlessly.
Oh, endless.
It has nothing to do with
and they
what's
may.
Right
this,
for
they
people.
Might roll this right into flu season, right? Because
right.
Guess what, it's, folks? COVID-19 is going to go away. But every year, something new happens. Every year, something new happens. And again, if you had told me, look at Mike, I want you to see the data. The data shows that New York State smashed 2 out of every 3 restaurants. But look at the deaths are half. They're a quarter of what they are in Florida, who was just, or Texas. Remember Joe Biden? sudden saying, oh, my gosh, Texas, what a mess. Texas, when they said that weeks ago, Biden said weeks ago, within days of this happy, scrappy lady saying we're impending doom, that when Texas goes back to having full stadiums and no masks, and it's going to be tragic. Well, of course, the other day, Texas, big state, zero deaths, zero COVID deaths. They couldn't even find somebody who died with COVID to register it.
right? No.
Unbelievable how wrong they are.
What this brings up, though, in my mind, is what you've been saying. You know, if we keep electing these people into these offices, it's going to keep going. We're going to continue to see people like her. We're going to continue to see Gretchen Whitmer.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom, they're trying to get him out, but I don't think they will. This is almost like your bet with Glenn. Is Cuomo finally going to go down in New York? And you said, no way. There's no way. The machine just won't allow it.
He's a sexual predator. They don't care.
Nobody seems to care.
They don't care.
We've got to get, and you've said, start at the local level. Start at your municipality, your city, town, your school boards. You've got to get these people out. When they can start making up all the rules.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. This is what affects our kids. This is what affects our grandkids.
That's right.
Having these lunatics in powerful positions. They're the ones making all the rules.
Well, and the only hope is that we elect people. And Donald was right with the theme of draining the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp because the swamp is really, really big. I mean, it really is big. And it's not some of the elected politicians. They have to go, we need new leadership, but we need new leadership that's going to defund this kind of garbage, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you are 97% off consistently, and that's what the CDC has been and all these directors, Fauci, right? If you're that wrong all the time, you don't deserve funding. You don't deserve fun. Now, of course, this week they're going, well, you know what? Looks like there's a chance that it wasn't from bats. It probably did leak out of a lab. Wow. Who said that? Oh, yeah. Donald Trump.
Right
again. By the way, Joe Biden, the White House says he's so physically fit that nobody can keep up with him.
What that made me feel is Jen Psaki must be really, really out of shape.
Yeah,
because he doesn't move around much.
Jen has sold her soul to the devil. I mean,
come on,
that's ridiculous. He's so physically fit. Where did you get that, Jen? When he fell down the stairs climbing up to the airplane? Is that where you got that one from?
Oh,
or the fact that he can't even read his own notes or a teleprompter anymore?
Well, he and Kamala still can't make it down to the border, even though they've got Air Force One, Air Force Two.
Yeah.
63 days now without a news conference.
They're like alcoholic that refuse. There's no problem down there. I mean, they were pointed out.
They're sitting around.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at the map. The map goes like this.
Right.
Nobody at the border, Oh, but again, your fault. 800% increase in fentanyl, you liberals.
Yep.
Bill de Blasio, loser of the week. He's going to kneel at an event marking the anniversary of George Floyd. Let's just keep the race baiting going. There you go. That's what we need. Yeah. By the way, 2/3 of New York restaurants out of business over the last 12 months. Cuomo still has his emergency powers. I think we forget that. He still has his emergency powers.
Right.
Still has his emergency powers, right?
Yeah.
That shows you how useless the legislature is. Out of, by the way, the black the businesses that have gone out, 41% have been black businesses, 32% Latino, 26% Asian, and only 17% white. So the very people that the left professes to help, they have literally destroyed
they've been hit worse.
The last 12 months. Yeah. And I have said this, and I continue to stand by this. Watch and see what I call the upper middle class continue to grow. And the lower middle class continue to struggle, which means there's going to be more poor people. There's going to be people that have $500,000-$600,000. We are in an inflationary environment. We're seeing the prices of milk and cookies and everything go up. Stocks and bonds tend to do pretty well in those inflationary environments.
Yep.
That $500,000 turns into $700,000. They're able to continue to live their lifestyle and keep up with inflation. And then you're going to have these poor couples that are trying to put money into a 401k plan, but just can't because the washer and dryer breaks. And instead of it being a grand, it's now $3,000.
Right.
And you'll see the gap widen.
And 40 cent a gallon increases in gas prices will hurt some people.
Absolutely.
But it's not going to hurt the people that have investment portfolios with ExxonMobil and Chevron in it.
No.
I mean, it's just not.
No.
And by the way, Democrats control everything right now.
That's right.
I mean, they got the White House, they got the House, they got the Senate,
right.
New York, same thing, governor, Senate, assembly. They control everything.
You'd think they'd get it, though, right? We've got unrest in the Middle East. We've got unemployment numbers that were supposed to come in. New jobs reported 1 million. It comes in at 200-something thousand people, right?
Yep.
Fuel prices going out of control. And you'd think they'd get it, folks, but they never will. They never will. And proof is, to your point, Mike, New York— has been run by everything, Democrats. This place should be a liberal paradise. Everybody should be employed. Yeah. The gap between the rich and the poor should be the lowest, right? Yeah. Everything should be great. And by the way, we don't have a little test sample of this. We've got decades of it.
We do.
And guess what? It's the opposite. Not bright enough. They'll continue to vote it.
And the real problem is they keep leaving, right? New York, people keep leaving. They're going to places like Tennessee, Texas, Florida.
Yep.
Anywhere else,
every
I guess.
2.5 hours, folks.
Anywhere else.
Every 2.5 hours. And for those of you that say, geez, I don't think that's true because I see the property values in Buffalo, New York going up. Well, guess what? Something the financial guys also called 12 months ago is watch and see pockets of success inside New York. Mm-hmm. We had 100 and something thousand people. It's about 130,000 people relocated from New York City back to Buffalo, right? They realized that they could work remotely. The prices of their little apartment in New York was $3,000 a month. For $2,000 a month, they could have a beautiful house here. Buffalo is benefiting from that. But the state itself is a total train wreck. And that'll eventually catch up to Buffalo and everybody else. You can't have continued spending and in this big budget gap without some kind of tax increases that is going to crush everybody else, right?
It always catches up. Yep. It always catches up.
Now, you printed this out. We'll wrap up here. Cuomo calls for schools to go back. In-person learning in September. The fact that we even have to have a press conference about this is disgusting.
He'd also like to see the social distancing go away. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Now you're saying this. Why would he actually be saying this, do you think?
Yeah, now
melted too much?
Well, now we will find, you know what? Here's the thing. And I love to see this, by the way. When you piss off the moms, game on. Right? That's what he's ultimately done is he has pissed off the moms. I think they went way too far with this mask thing where we're going to mask up 2 and 3 year old little babies, right? So the moms have snapped. I will say, and I've said there's a little bit of positive like light at the end of this tunnel, maybe. And the fact that I've never seen so many parents get involved at school board level elections, right? I know the town that I'm in, we spent a lot of money and time and effort. We got two very, very qualified candidates who are not left-wing liberals into our board, right? So there is some hope that some of this stuff is starting to gain momentum. I think a big part of that is the moms that have said that there was a school board meeting in the town of Rochester where the moms showed up and just started chanting, get out, get out. They were fired up. We need that at all levels. And that can bring you hope. There's more positive change that can come out of these small municipalities. You know, there was a county executive right outside of New York City that said, you know what? I'm not following that mask mandate for kids. We're not doing that in our town, right? And, of course, all of a sudden now other moms got involved, lawsuits got involved, and it opened up and they repealed a big chunk of that, right? That's what we need to do. We need strong leadership like that. Even in Erie County, what if Erie County shows up and says, Mark Pullengars finds a set of stones and says, you know what? I'm only in charge of 10% of this budget. I'm not sending in the 90% to Albany anymore, right? You can arrest me. I'm done. That type of leadership is what needs to happen on a state level, because all we have in the state is Marky Marks that go, I'm gonna be independent. And then Andrew comes into town and says, you sit in the corner, Mark. You're going to get your little scraps and you're going to be happy with it. And then you're going to go out and tell everybody how great I am. And that's what he does.
Yeah. It just, to me, comes down to incompetence, right? Yep. You're putting people that are incompetent in office. It's the people that really, they're just looking out for themselves. They're looking to make their own lives richer.
Yeah.
Like the Cuomos, like the Whitmers, like the Newsoms of the world.
The Bidens.
The Bidens. Oh, my God. Oh, the Bidens lead the way. The Clintons.
Crack addict son getting $80,000 a month as a retainer. That's what it comes down to.
Because they're incompetent, first of all. But then when they get into power, it's all about themselves. It's like the jet setting.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not about us, folks. So
no, it's a business.
If we keep doing it, we're going to keep getting the same thing.
Yep. That's it. All right. We're going to wrap up. Thank you so much for spending time with me today, Mike.
Betcha.
Mike Hayflick, Financial Guys. You need us throughout the week, folks. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. We really appreciate that. We need more conservative talk out there. Our upcoming, I know you've got some Social Security workshops that are coming up.
We do,
I'm like a certified Social Security claiming strategist. We do manage money for a living. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Really important we get to work with people that think like us. Again, our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Catch us this week. Are you filling in this week? Are you doing the show?
Yeah, cool. This week, May 29th, right?
All right, Saturday. WBEN, Wham Saturday. Out in Rochester, radio.com, and iHeartRadio. Saturday, it'll be the Mike and Mike show. Got any guests? You guys have been on fire with some guests.
Yeah, we've had some really good guests on the show, on TFG Truth. We've talked to Mark Daniels, Chris Nocco down in Florida, both great sheriffs. talking border issues. Of course, locally, Stefan, Dave DiPietro, Rob Ort, we've had. But yeah, just keep listening, folks. We're going to keep trying to bring people who actually are experts in what they do so you can get it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. We know we love to opine on all these things, but when you hear from people that are actually doing these things and actually like seeing what's going on at the border, seeing what's going on with this fentanyl coming over the border, pretty cool. Pretty cool to hear from experts. So
yeah, so sad, scary, but the truth. TFT truth. Yeah. All right, Mike Lomas, Clown Wiggle, and Mike Hayflick. We'll see you next week. Thanks.